You're listening to Vatican Radio. 10 days before Pope Francis arrives in Myanmar on his 21st apostolic journey, the Archbishop of Yangon, Cardinal Charles Bo, is meeting with him in the Vatican on Saturday to discuss details of the planned encounters with religious and political leaders. The Pope is scheduled to leave Rome on November 26th and arrive at Yangon's international airport the following day. He'll spend 3 days in Myanmar, travelling to the new capital, Naypyidaw, for talks with the president and with State Councillor Aung San Suu Kyi. In Yangon, he's due to meet with the nation's Buddhist leaders and with the Catholic bishops, as well as celebrating two masses before departing for Bangladesh on November the 30th. But during his meeting with the Holy Father in the Vatican, Cardinal Charles Bo told us he'll be requesting a couple of additional encounters that he hopes can serve as the first step for peace in his country.
On the 18th, I'll be meeting the Pope, and I'll be requesting especially the Pope to meet some religious leaders, very informal one, although it's formally, it's not in the protocol. I will ask all the different religious leaders, Buddhists, Muslims, Hindus, Christians, and all together. And also, I'm going to ask the Pope whether he could meet the senior general privately. Not that the Pope is going to promote what he has done, but to have a dialogue with him, perhaps he could soften his heart, and perhaps that could be the first step for the peace. So with the Pope's visit, the motto is love and peace. So love among the different ethnic groups, love among the different religions, and peace especially really to stop the civil war, what is happening especially among the ethnic groups with the military, the Kachins and the Shans and all that.
And finally, for the Catholic community, for you personally and this small Catholic community, what does this visit mean?
Yeah, that visit, we have already in the past months, we have already have a national gathering with all the bishops and all the different lay representatives for how we are to build the nation building, so education, peace building, and the promoting of the women and children. That's also the integral for human development. So we are very, although we are a small minority, with the Pope's visit, there'll be a big impact on us to carry on with our program, especially in building nation. Though we are small, we hope to be the real light of the world and the salt of the earth here. Yeah.
My thanks to Archbishop Charles Bo, Archbishop of Yangon, where Pope Francis will be arriving on November the 27th.